we will be very soon recommending arrest and prosecution of a number of Kenyans that we have been able to follow up in the social media, who have been posting hateful message targeting to different communities in Kenya as a result of the candidates who are running the major coalitions in Kenya. We are going to take this unprecedented action because, as you know, since the formation of the commission in 2009, we have been trying very, very hard to rein on insightful message in all spheres. For example, you know, in 2007-2008, most of the hateful message was being peddled through SMSs on mobile phones and also on forwarding email messages. When we were formed, we cracked on that, and that now is no longer an avenue of spreading hate messages in Kenya. Then it was followed by politicians standing on public days and inciting Kenyans on basis of ethnicity, race, and religion. And the action we took in 2010, when we recommended prosecution of three politicians as a result of inciting Kenyans during the campaign for the constitution, that now has waned or has reduced to very insignificant levels. Then the hate messages then went to the songs where people are composing music that was insightful on basis of ethnicity. And we took an action of recommending three musicians to be arrested and prosecuted. And now, as we go to elections, you don't hear any music, insightful music like we saw in 2007. Then people now migrate into the social media, and that's where for the last 4 or 5 months, we have been pursuing these postings on social media, and that's why we will be taking action in the next few days.
How can this help not to repeat the 2007 post-election violence, especially when the Electoral Commission is set to reopen the register for people to inspect their information?
If you follow Kenyan politics and you remember some of the commissions that were formed after the violence of 2007-2008, particularly the Kligler Commission, they said that one of the major contributing sources of the violence of 2007-2008 was hate messages that was peddled through SMS and also and the radio station. And that's why we have decided that those areas that we identified by that Kligler Commission are covered by the institutions that were formed after that. We're saying, yes, there will be, even if there may be violence, and we suspect there may be small, low-level violence as a result of local politics, we will not have the kind of violence we had in 2007-2008 where it engulfed almost the whole nation, because there will be no national leaders inciting Kenyans. There will be no people using technology to incite people. Because if you read some of those messages and both emails and the SMSs and statements from some of the politicians, they were very, very, very bad. But we are very lucky as a result of the action taken by the commission and other institutions, 2 months before the elections, we don't see the kind of vitriolic messages and also very, very bad messages from the politicians who are campaigning. So that's why we have taken this message to make sure that is not an avenue of inciting Kenya to violence.
Professor Nzilado, how effective is the cooperation with the security agencies to clamp down on these hate or insightful speeches that some people think could trigger violence?
I think also one of the issues that is very different in now from 2007-2008 is the close cooperation among all the institutions that are supposed to secure us. I can tell you today or tomorrow, we will, the National Cohesion Integration Commission will have a meeting with the newly appointed Inspector General of the Police, where we are going to present to him gadgets, both listening gadgets and filming gadget that will be used in the police in all rallies that will be held in the country to make sure they're able to collect tangible evidence that can be sustained in court for people to be prosecuted on the basis of incitement. So we are not only the commission doing it, but we are doing that in cooperation with other agencies. Also, there is a very high and unprecedented exchange of information about early warning, about incidents that we think that are likely to cause violence, and followed by very good mitigation measures to make sure that violence is reined on. Of course, there may be small pockets here and there, but I can assure you Kenya will not be the same way it was in 2007 as a result of this election. It will be quite different.